Mayor Hayward announced a week ago that he would forego a third and final term as allowed by the 2009 city charter. The following day, he said it would be business as usual for his remaining 9.5 months in office.
So we're going to continue to work hard. I love it. I was excited to get up this morning. I didn't feel much different, to be quite honest. I was ready to get to work. Mayors are out setting the vision, setting the tone, going after business, creating awareness for your city.
So I have to admit, I was disappointed. I think Mayor Hayward has done a great job. It hasn't been perfect, but few things in life are.
City Councilman Larry B. Johnson is a close friend of the mayor's and a longtime supporter. He credits Hayward for the resurgence of downtown Pensacola compared to a decade ago.
I was visiting downtown over the weekend, and the vibrancy and the people downtown enjoying downtown and the enthusiasm and the optimism about our city. We're definitely got a lot of momentum. We're heading the right direction, and I think that we can attribute a lot of that to Mayor Hayward's leadership.
While disappointed, Johnson says he totally understands Hayward's decision, adding he's known for a while that last week's announcement was upcoming.
I think he had made his mind up, but just was figuring it out a little bit, talking to some folks, and I think he just decided it was time to pull the plug and move on to the next chapter of his life. I can understand that.
I do agree that the council has been dysfunctional.
Pensacola City Councilwoman Sherry Myers holds the District 2 seat and is council vice president. She contends that Hayward is the reason for some of that dysfunction.
Under the form of government we have, the mayor has tried to keep the council from being very effective by, for instance, firing our council executive for no reason.
Myers is referring to the firing of City Council Executive Lila Cox in 2014, which led to the council passing a charter amendment, which opened the door for that body to hire its own staff. Councilman Larry B. Johnson announced earlier this month that he would not seek re-election to the District 4 seat and had indicated he's been thinking of a run for mayor.
I have gone down and picked up the paperwork at Mr. Stafford's office to file to run for mayor. Everything's on the table. I've had people talk to me about county commission and the state house seat that Frank White is moving on now to run for attorney general.
But he says any such announcement for now remains somewhere on the horizon.
Right now, I'm just not ready to announce that, and it might not be this time. It might be 4 years down the road. I was waiting to make sure that Mayor Hayward was going to make the announcement that he wasn't going to run. That has happened. So now we're really taking a serious look at it, but I have no plans to make an announcement today.
So far, two candidates have pre-filed to succeed Ashton Hayward in the nonpartisan mayor's race. Grover Robinson is giving up his Escambia County Commission seat to run, along with entrepreneur and political newcomer Drew Buchanan. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.